USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump has a message for Iran.
As long as Iran's menacing behavior continues, sanctions will not be lifted. They will be tightened.
President Trump on Tuesday, speaking at the UN, also blames Iran for the recent attack on Saudi Arabia's biggest oil refinery.
All nations have a duty to act. No responsible government should subsidize Iran's bloodlust.
As many are continuing to look into a phone call President Trump had with the president of Ukraine back in July, Republican Congressman Mark Meadows of North Carolina believes Joe Biden is the person who really should be looked into.
When you look at Biden actually holding up $1 billion worth of aid, allegedly to help his son, I have a problem with that.
This is USA Radio News.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The latest on recession concerns, it's apparently not just an American thing. As USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes tells us,
wealthy people around the world seem to be preparing for a recession next year. That's according to Swiss investment bank UBS, which says it surveyed 360 global family offices that have an average wealth of $1.2 billion. They say more than half of them expect a recession by 2020. Nearly half are adjusting portfolios, shifting money to bonds and real estate.
Senator Sherrod Brown is sticking up for striking General Motors workers. The Ohio Democrat says he doesn't think giving car workers the benefits they deserve should affect car prices much.
When you look at what this company has done, they're very profitable now. Their executives are making more and more money. If they gave back anything, I've yet to see it. Well, workers gave back a whole lot.
Today is the ninth day of the UAW strike against GM. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Trump administration wants to provide more options for kids to play sports. The number of kids playing sports over the past 10 years has declined by 10%. Former Major League Baseball All-Star Johnny Damon was in Washington, D.C. with presidential advisor Ivanka Trump, and they're trying to get more kids involved in playing sports again. Damon was on Fox News talking about why it's important to have kids playing sports.
Yeah, this is a very big problem. We have to educate these kids and we have to get them out. As great as the iPad is, we have to put them down sometimes. The benefits of playing sports, the health benefits, better jobs. 94% of women CEOs played sports. And, I mean, that's amazing. The wages are great. If you get good grades, I mean, you have to get good grades when you play sports, so there's a lot of benefits, but we're trying to bring everyone together. We're trying to put the get the kids outside, and we're trying to get with other teams in big cities to say, look at what the Washington Nationals have done, and look at the benefit around that complex. I mean, these kids are getting better grades. They're going and they're learning how to cook. They're learning how to live a responsible life. And our trip to D.C. last week was truly amazing.
For more news, please remember you can always find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.